Oh my God. It's the after hours. Do we?
After hours, right? It's better than after dark.
Yes.
After hours. Okay, after hours. Welcome back to Super Mega Cast After Hours for this new episode. We were just in the kitchen taking a break. We're talking about that Jeffrey Dahmer Netflix show.
Yes, we were. Because you've seen 6 episodes.
And you've seen all 10.
Yes.
So what were your thoughts on it?
Like most shows like this, whether it's Netflix or Hulu, a lot of like the they're kind of like the Disney Plus shows, like Obi-Wan, where it's like this could have either been a movie or shortened down like at least 50% in term, like,
oh, it's way too long.
It could have been 5 episodes. And I feel a lot of people say that about these shows. They just have a lot of episodes, but they don't know really how to fill in that time well sometimes.
It's because they're like greenlit for like 10, and then they're like, oh, well,
we have to put your, or it's like, okay, you're greenlit for a 10 episode series that you can go make.
The last episode that I saw was the one with the deaf guy, which was the best one so far.
And it remains to be, I think, even after you watch all of them, the best episode in the series.
I really, like, I thought that was a super cool concept about a story following a deaf character, and it's all subtitled, and you can hear parts from other people's perspectives, but when it's coming from his perspective, it's just muted and like muffled. Yeah. And I thought that was a really cool concept.
You notice that incorporation in like near the end of the episode, when he comes back for the keys.
Yeah.
I left my keys.
Mm-hmm. Shit was sad.
I didn't say that, but well, he does.
He signs it. It's been all right. It hasn't been like great, but I mean, I've enjoyed it. Ryan Murphy, I think, makes, I haven't seen American Horror Story, but I've seen the OJ show, and I've seen the Bill Clinton show.
I like that. I haven't seen that, so I don't know.
But he did Pose, too, right?
Did he do Pose?
Evan Peters is a main character in the first season of Pose, and I think that Ryan Murphy helped produce and write Pose, which I really liked Pose. I saw the first season. I really liked it.
I forgot if that was Ryan Murphy or not, but I know he's mostly known for Glee and American Horror Story.
Oh, he did Glee?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, like, Dahmer, I like Evan Peters a lot. I think Evan Peters is a good actor, and he does a really good job playing Jeffrey Dahmer. He got the voice down perfect.
Yeah.
He's going to win an Emmy, and then everyone's going to be mad.
It's weird, though, like, I see people saying they're happy that they focused more on the victims. And I get it. It is good that they're doing that. But I was surprised at how little it actually still does. Like, yes, a whole episode is dedicated to one, but the whole story and central themes still all revolve around Dahmer. Like, everyone else is usually a side character, except for the one episode where they make the protagonist, one of his victims, the deaf guy, Tony. But I don't know. I think it still runs into a lot of problems that other pieces of media of this ilk run into, where at the end of the day, you are in still glorifying this and making it seem like very cinematic and very like you're adding effects and music and all this stuff to make someone feel a certain way. And it's not all the time just like creepy. Sometimes it's like putting you through his point of view of like, oh, this is like a sensual moment for him.
Right.
And it is just creepy and weird.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, when it comes to the victims, it's good that it was covered. But I still think most of the whole plot and everything yet centers around him still.
They
like, he's still the main character of the show.
The victims' families are not happy about it, about the series, because they're like, it's reopening the wound. It's you know, they're profiting off of, you know, our grama and treif, our grief and trauma. And I get that.
Because I was a bit disappointed, because I was going into it thinking that every episode was going to be from the perspective of a different victim of his. And he was just kind of like a side
that
character.
That would have been cool. Like, it's really, like, it really focuses on, because the episode with Tony
mm-hmm.
did not focus that much on Dahmer. It was about Tony and Tony's life and how it ties into.
Yeah. But at the end of the, then I could also see how then every episode's theme, if done poorly, would just end up being, look at this life that was lost. But then the point of the show, and it could feel repetitive, but then the point of the show could be like highlighting some of these people. And like,
yeah, that's that debate that this opened up is like a interesting one about doing movies and TV shows about like traumatic things like serial killers and stuff, because it's like there always have been movies about real events that were, you know, horrible.
And it's interesting.
And it is. It's like where I guess what I like, where's the line where it's like it's like making a movie about this stuff, which I mean, I find these movies interesting. And then where is it where it's disrespectful?
I think Mindhunters handles it perfectly. Like, I feel like, yes, they do hold these, like in the show, these serial killers are held up to a high regard from like a POV of one of the protagonists. The other protagonist doesn't really see, like, he's just, you know, they're gross. They're just disgusting human beings.
Yeah.
And I like how the main characters in that show are more of a reflection of the audience, as we're like interested in these things, and how same was in the show, it can get in and like corrupt, like how it corrupted their lives in certain different ways. I don't want to say without spoiling, of course.
I've heard it's good.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I haven't seen Mindhunter.
I think it's very good series.
I wonder if they're gonna on this train, like the Dahmer train, you know. I mean, it's been big, you know, they did like the Bundy shit, Zac Efron and another one, and I'm wondering, I bet they'll make one
that
up.
One was bad.
Was with Efron?
Yeah.
They didn't.
It was really bad.
They didn't like show any of the murders except for that one part where it's like you don't really see it, but it's like that's why I thought it was gonna be very gruesome.
The Zac Efron or Jeffrey Dahmer one?
Zac Efron.
Okay. Because the Jeffrey Dahmer one, like, there's some, like, imagery
that is
shocking.
It's not very gory. They don't show him.
But
you,
no.
You hear it more than you see it.
Yeah. It's alluded to. You see more of the after effect.
Like, you see the pictures, like his Polaroids.
I think the picture was the most shocking one in the whole show, just because it was, like,
yeah,
it was just creepy. Just knowing that that's exactly, like, how he was.
Have you ever watched actual interviews with Jeffrey Dahmer?
Mm-hmm. There's one that he did with his dad that's very famous.
With his dad?
Mm-hmm. His dad's sitting right next to him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I like in the
I don't
show
know if it's like Inside Edition or some shit. I can't remember what it is.
I watched interviews with serial killers are really fascinating. I mean, I like with the serial killer stuff. I think it's fascinating, but I like it more from the documentary perspective. Like the Netflix Night Stalker documentary, that one was really well done, I thought.
Okay.
And that one is like a multiple episode series about like from the start to when they get him in his trial and everything, and it was really well done. And it's not like they don't do like dramatizations or anything, as far as I remember. It's just like it's just detectives and, you know, people tangentially related.
All those cheesy recreations of like Gacy, where they'll get like an actor, never show like above, like they'll always show like below his eye line. He'll just have like a mustache though.
I love
like a clown smiling.
Like the like those like old late night TV shows about like true crime, and they'd just get the worst recreations just like yeah. That. It'd be like the most dark shit, and then just like some guy they got off Craigslist. I think they'll make one about Gacy. People would love it.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
I don't know. That one has a lot more to do with children, and I don't know if that's one that they want to touch on.
There are multiple children with Jeffrey Dahmer.
That's true.
I don't want to spread misinformation about Jeffrey Dahmer.
The kid was 14, yeah.
That kid was 14, but I feel like he also either had another 14-year-old victim or a 9-year-old victim.
I think he did have kids. I don't think they show that in the show, do they?
No.
Yeah. Gacy was, like, mainly just children, right? Like, young children?
Yeah. It was. I mean, he got, you know, they ranged between probably, like, 10 to 19 or 20.
Ugh.
But mostly on the younger side, of course. And I didn't know this because I was reading about it, because, of course, you become fascinated in it when a new piece of media comes out. And
oh yeah, I on the Wikipedia app I saw all the top pages the last few days have been like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah,
all that shit.
I didn't know he stored all of the bodies, like right under his house until he couldn't fit them anymore.
Dahmer?
No, Gacy. And then when it filled up, he just had to dump them in a river or some shit. I can't remember specifically.
That's so weird how serial killers like keep that shit.
Bury them under the living room.
It's like a control thing.
What?
I read about one recently, or I watched a YouTube like true crime thing about this guy killed his wife while his son was away, and he just like hid her behind the kitchen wall, and the son like lived there forever afterwards. And like
she just ran away?
Yeah, she just disappeared.
Fuck.
So like the whole time he's like living there, and but the weird thing is, I think for like a decade the dude lived in the house where his wife is just in the wall.
What's this dude's name? Chris Watts?
Yeah. The guy that killed his wife and the pregnant wife with the two kids.
Yeah.
And then he...
That's a very different type of person, though. He's not...
Not a serial killer, but he's...
He still does, like...
Psychopath.
Yes, he's still a psychopath for doing it. But it, for him, he was just a very... very selfish, psychopathic person like all of these people are, except it only came out in like a fit of rage and wasn't like something that was a continuous and ongoing thing.
Well, yeah, it's freaky because it makes you wonder how many people, like people you know, might be like that, you know?
I knew you wanted to talk about Jim earlier for a reason.
I was talking about Luke, actually.
Well, I know they're best friends. I just feel like if I have a suspicion about one of them, you have suspicion on the other. I think the truth lies somewhere in between.
Jim? Jim?
Hey!
What's up, dude?
What's up, man?
Fuck, dude.
Huh?
What's up?
What?
We're just doing the Super Mega After.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
After Dark?
Yeah.
After Hours.
Okay, cool.
I know.
It's 5:30. You got to get running.
I pushed it.
Okay. I just wanted
so
to make sure.
we're fine on time.
Well, we're just doing the podcast, just talking about stuff.
Getting my fourth circumcision.
It keeps going back.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't complain about that. I wish when I was circumcised that shit would come back.
Yeah, but it comes back more like hardened. So it's more like a shell.
Oh, yeah.
And crusty.
Like a cocoon.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, when you hold it, like, you know how usually it's like, it's like a gummy worm when it's soft? You can feel like a shell.
Yeah. Actually, a shrimp is a good example.
Yes.
It really is like a shrimp, and to peel that shit off. But we weren't talking about anything specific, and you walked by and just came in. So what's up?
Nothing much. I'm just getting some stuff done.
Like?
What kind of stuff are you getting done?
We got the video for tomorrow. I'm coming up with a tier list for that one.
I can't wait to try that candy, Jim.
The candy's good.
Jim's candy.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it. We can't try it, and we can't
even see
it.
I don't even know what it's like.
I tasted it this morning. It's really good.
Lane's apparently going to make a candy, too. Justin said he didn't have time to make candy.
He already went home. He's got, what time is it? It's 5:30? I mean, he's got, we don't show up until noon,
He was here before, what time did he get in today?
He's got 19 hours.
He was here before us.
I got here at 11:20, and he was here before that.
Okay, so we probably got here at like 10 or 11 maybe.
But all I'm saying is Justin has 19 to 20 hours at home by himself before coming to work tomorrow. So, Jim...
I did it during my own time.
That's noted.
Okay.
Over the weekend.
What else did you do over the weekend?
I went and saw... Have you seen that movie, The Fly?
Yeah, I've seen The Fly.
Dude, I watched that movie...
With Goldblum?
Yes. I watched that movie, really gross, really fun. Kind of really makes me think about like... You know, when he's transforming into the fly at the last second, and his, like, skin kind of starts falling off? It's like your circumcision.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, now that you mentioned it, I wasn't thinking about it.
My dad actually took my mom to see that in theaters on one of their first dates. My mom was like...
It's a great movie.
Not a good date movie.
I feel like, but aren't horror movies always date movies, right?
Yeah, but that one's like...
That one's gross, dude.
You know what I mean? It's not like...
It's not like a serial killer.
But it ends with a badass... Movie. And then it just fucking ends.
That last shot in The Fly is fucking awesome.
I wasn't expecting it just to end there.
I know. Ryan and I watched it together and we were like, Jesus Christ.
When it doesn't feel like it has to be like, and everything turned out at least somewhat decent for this person this person.
You got
it was
caught
just
lacking
like,
at the
That's
end.
What happened. Bye.
The guy's hand gets.
Yep.
Off because the guy just barks all over.
That's Cronenberg, baby.
Yeah. One of the best directors.
I just got a bunch of, speaking of that same vein, I just bought a bunch of Junji Ito books for the first time. I kind of want to give those a shot. Speaking of body horror shit.
Yeah, I have Smashed. That's a story collection.
I got it too. That one's really, it's like 9 different stories. And then I got the other one, Remina, which is about like a planet that comes through like a portal and it's going to collide with some, I don't know. And then I got the really famous one.
Sounds like Melancholia.
Spiral, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Was that Melancholia, the one with like the...
Yes. That movie is so boring for the first half, but it's really good at the end.
I love the director.
Who is that, the director?
Is it Roman Polanski?
No. I mean, but he's still like, from what I know, not as bad as Polanski, but still like, you know, like, I think, you know, Hitler...
Oh, no.
Had a...
Wait, who
you know,
is
you
he?
Have to feel sympathy. It's the same guy who did Necrophilia. What's his fucking name?
I'm looking it up right now.
He did Antichrist with Willem Dafoe. He did...
The director is Lars von Trier.
There it is.
That's what, yeah.
I remember, he is a little bit of a freak.
He's a bit of a freak, yeah. Not like you, though, Jim. You're not a freak, right?
No.
Shia LaBeouf was in Necrophiliac. Ha. I never saw it, though.
What's your favorite horror movie? Like, which movie are you making a point of to watch this month?
Maybe Jaws.
That's a good one.
I went and saw that in theaters recently.
I'm telling you, there's this one where they do it like some sort of shoreline somewhere, and you just sit in a tube.
Yeah, watch it, and divers come up and grab you.
That's so fucking fun.
That's awesome, man.
Right?
When I used to work, they have kitchen
knives, and they just jab them.
We should do a super mega... Let's do a super mega beach day. We like invite all the fans out to come swim at the beach with us. Boogie boarding, ice cream, hot dogs. What?
I don't know why.
Dude, what if we got like our like, you know, like late teen fan base come out to the beach with us?
You have to wear
swimsuits required.
Why late teens? Why not like?
Because it sounds worse than early 20s. Just having teen in it sounds like. Our teenage fan base can come.
Can we call them post teens?
Our post
preteens. Why not post teens? I'm a post teen.
We are post teens, yeah. We are post teen. And we are posting this podcast to Patreon. There's plenty more where this came from, guys. There's plenty of other ones to watch.
Jim, show your hand so people know that you're actually here.
It's not just an AI.
People get upset. They're like, bring people in when they talk, but we prefer their
Jimmy
voices
on my lap.
To be very quiet.
No, I'm okay.
You want to sit on my lap?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
That's a lot of responsibility, giving them the mic.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, I'll
you know, the first rule of reporting, don't give up the mic.
Oh, yeah, that's actually very true.
If I give up the mic to Jim, I don't know what he's going to say.
I'm more worried about what you guys say when I'm not in the room.
Can we worry about what you say when we're not in the room too, Jim?
Because you know we tattle on you to keep you in check, keep you in line.
You fucking suck. You know that, right?
I'm just being a good friend.
It's more of a civic duty, I think, actually, at this point. You know?
Like, if you say something that might be deemed as not okay for this generation...
We're not trying to get you in trouble,
in time,
man. It's just kind of like...
I'm going to look out for you. I'm not going to say...
The Beach Boy. You're taming up with the Beach Boy over here.
The Beach Boy?
Yeah.
I'm not Brian Wilson, dude. I'm fucking...
What's wrong with the Beach Boys?
Trying to get all these teenagers out.
Is that what the Beach Boys were about?
Yeah. Why do you think they made all those songs about surfing?
Surfing USA?
I'll never listen to that the same way.
Get your preteen friends and come to the beach. Everyone's like, yeah, this is good.
I mean, look at those harmonies. They're so great.
They did have some great vocal harmonies. Fantastic.
I mean, people say Pet Sounds is one of the
Pet Sounds.
Albums of all time.
Pet Sounds is a fantastic album.
Yeah.
We were talking about this earlier in the podcast about the Beach Boys, and I was just saying it's,
really?
Yeah, I don't.
You're saying you don't like the Beach Boys.
I know. I love the Beach Boys. I'm saying that, like, it's more tainted once you just learn about everything with Mike Wilson and Brian Love.
Yeah.
Which I don't know anything about that. Should I look it up? Should I ruin it right now?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, Kanye West wore the White Lives Matter shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, why is he doing... I mean, he does it...
So he's doing it for publicity.
So what do I look up?
Mike Love.
Okay.
Brian Wilson.
That's all I have to look up?
Angry. I don't know.
Angry.
Y'all remember on Full House?
Look up controversy again. I'm just going to type in.
Why does Brian Wilson hate Mike Love?
I'm a big Brian Wilson head. I love Brian Wilson.
Yeah, Brian Wilson's great.
Mike Love.
A lot of it was, his like story is really sad.
Yeah, yeah. It's more just like, it's like, oh, he treated him so bad, man.
And kept him like on like a lot of drugs, I think that was yeah. the thing. Same thing with Michael Jackson, though, right?
Michael Jackson. He didn't use any drugs. He had his milk.
Oh, yeah.
That's how he died.
Oh, so they just like beefed all the time?
Yeah.
So?
And there's a theory that like he paid his doctor to overprescribe him drugs. Like keep him docile.
A theory.
I mean, that's what we do with Layden. What?
We're obviously not keeping that in the podcast because we don't want people to
I think we're joking. Okay. Just like a bunch of
jokesters. We're always joking.
We can laugh around right now and then we'll cut it together. So
you're picking those up still for him regularly, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
You just gotta, you know, when he gets his smoothies, just...
Yeah.
He doesn't even taste it.
Did he get a smoothie today?
Yeah, he got a smoothie.
Okay. But we didn't have any... Okay.
Yeah. It's crazy Halcyon's still so easy to get prescribed. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Jim has a new podcast you guys can go check out. It's called Me Likey Bad Movie. It's with two of our friends, Luke and Annabelle, and they watch a bad movie and then they talk about it.
It's really fun.
It's very fun.
Record it right here.
You guys record it in the same set?
Yeah.
Yeah, so same mics and everything. So
they use the same sign, which is interesting. I don't get it, but...
Hey, you know, it's... Luke, I mean, if you want to put a video of yourself promoting your podcast in, you don't have to, but if you want...
Can you put on a shirt, though?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, he's always... We talked about that in the episode, too. It's like, he's always shirtless.
I call him...
It's like, it's hot in here.
But I get it. Like, it feels good to not have a shirt on. That's why I wear tank tops a lot of the time around the place.
Well, always shirtless.
I call him every day. He is always... I see his nipples more than I see
He always has it from this angle, so you can, like... It's never like, hey, dude. It's like that. It's like the Uber driver, like, profile picture angle, you know?
Just to make me laugh, pull it all the way down. I can only see like his belly and his tits hanging over his belly.
His tits?
Yeah, his tits.
I wouldn't call them that, Luke. Don't worry.
Breasts.
I wouldn't even call them breasts. I would just say his chest.
Luke. Yeah. Like me, G. Would you say I have tits?
I was like, these are my tits.
Do I have tits?
Well, now that I know that you'll get.
He was about to say I had tits.
He was.
Dude.
Yeah, he was. Do I have tits?
No, you're flat chested.
I think if I was a girl, I would definitely be pretty flat-chested.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Look at your sister. Mom. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.